thing I like. When I'm daydreaming about my desire, when I visualize my desire, when I'm pretending I already have my desire, when I say yes to something, when I say no to something, when I worry about something, when I complain about something, when I remember something positive, when I remember something negative, when I'm observing something positive, when I'm observing something negative, when I'm playing with the idea of having my desire, when I'm making a collage about my desire, when I'm praying about my desire, when I'm celebrating something I like. What am I including in my vibrational bubble? Everything is included in my vibrational bubble. Talking about my desire, noticing something I like, daydreaming about my desire, visualizing my desire, pretending I have my desires, when I say yes to something, when I say no to something, when I worry about something, when I complain about something, when I remember something positive, when I remember something negative, when I'm observing something positive, when I'm observing something negative, when I'm playing with the idea of having my desire, when I'm making a collage about my desire, when I'm praying about my desire, and even when I'm celebrating something I like. Can you see how everything gets included? Notice that when you say no to something, you just gave it attention, energy, and focus. In that moment, it also becomes included in your vibrational bubble. Giving anything attention of any kind includes it in your current vibration. Two tools for raising your vibration to fuel your desire. One of the keys to make the law of attraction work for you lies in keeping your desires within your current vibration, for example, your vibrational bubble. Going forward, I'll explain how affirmations may or may not be helping you include your desire in your vibrational bubble, and I'll give you a great tool that can help you reword your affirmations so they do work. Also, I'll introduce you to another tool I call the desire statement. This effective tool ensures that you are including and keeping your new desires in your vibrational bubble. It is especially useful when dealing with new desires that may be forgotten if not given deliberate attention. First, let me explain why using affirmations may not be raising your vibration. Why using affirmations may not raise your vibration. An affirmation is a statement spoken in the present tense and used to declare a desire. Saying, I have a happy, slender body is an example of a positive affirmation. Each time you read your affirmation, you'll have a reaction based upon how the words make you feel. Remember, the law of attraction responds to the vibrations you send out based on how you feel, not based on specific words you use. If, for example, you tell yourself that you have a happy, slender body when you don't, or when having a happy, slender body feels unattainable, you'll create negative vibrations. You'll send out a vibration of doubt, a negative vibration, which the law of attraction will respond to by giving you more of the same, even though it's unwanted. A positive affirmation can have a negative vibration. Most affirmations don't work because the law of attraction doesn't respond to words. It responds to how you feel about the words you use. Here is a list of positive affirmations. After listening to each statement, ask yourself which vibration you are sending, negative or positive. All my family relationships are harmonious. I love my body. I'm a millionaire. My business is booming. I have ideal health. I have a perfect life mate. Question? When would these affirmations offer a positive vibration? The answer, when they are true for you. When you state something that is not true for you, you are offering a negative vibration because the statement activates doubt within you. As you state the affirmation, a part of you says, "That's not true. My family relationships aren't harmonious. That's not true. I don't love my body. That's not true. I'm not a millionaire yet. That's not true. My business isn't booming. That's not true. I don't have ideal health. That's not true. I don't have a perfect life mate. The key to using affirmations is that they need to be true for you in order to make you feel good. I'll give you a tool to help you reword an affirmation so it's always true for you, thus enabling you to send out a positive vibration. And I'll give you a tool to help you write your desire statement. The law of attraction responds to how you feel about what you say and how you feel about what you think. Tool number one, rewording your affirmations to make them feel better. Some of you have been taught to always state your affirmations in the current tense. Here, I'm suggesting that you are in the process. The process of manifestation, actually starts when you think about your desire, talk about it, write about it, or when you give it any kind of attention, energy, and focus. So the truth is, you are in the process. When you say, I'm in the process of, that sentence becomes true, and if it's true for you, it feels good, which is a positive vibration. Let's revisit the previous statements, starting each sentence with the following. I'm in the process of. I'm in the process of creating ideal family relationships. I'm in the process of enjoying my body more and more. I'm in the process of becoming more abundant. I'm in the process of growing my business. I'm in the process of having ideal health. I'm in the process of attracting an ideal mate. Now, each statement is true for you. When a statement is true for you, it feels good. When it feels good, you are sending a positive vibration, which the law of attraction responds to by bringing you more of the same. Tool number two, the desire statement tool. A desire statement is an effective tool for raising your vibration and is the second step in the three-step process of deliberate attraction. Once you're clear about what you want, writing a desire statement helps you give attention to that desire. Remember, the law of attraction states, whatever you give your attention, energy, and focus to, you'll get more of. And the desire statement lets you do just that. For example, you might say, I want to own my own home. In that moment, the law of attraction is orchestrating circumstances and events to bring it to you. However, if you're like most people, you'll probably sabotage yourself by saying you can't afford your own home. Now you're offering a vibration of lack, and that's what the law of attraction is responding to. Once you've written your desire statement, you will experience feelings of excitement, possibility, and hope, all of which are a sign that your vibration has been raised. You can tell by how you feel. There are three elements to the desire statement. The opening sentence, the body, your clarity list from step one, and the closing sentence. In the following section, you'll learn how to use these three elements to create your desire statement. An opening sentence for your desire statement. I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal desire. The body of the desire statement. Using the statements from your clarity list, combine them with these phrases, filling in the blanks. I love knowing that my ideal blank. I love how it feels when I've decided more and more. It excites me. I love the idea of. I'm excited at the thought of. I love seeing myself. Examples. I love knowing that my ideal partner lives in my city. I love how it feels when I'm doing a bank deposit for my business. I'm excited at the thought of traveling with my ideal mate. I love the idea of having a full client base. I love seeing myself making healthy food choices. The above phrases allows you to talk about your desire and at the same time knowing it's true for you. You do love knowing or love the thought of or love seeing yourself, etc. Now you are including a positive vibration about your desire and including it in your vibrational bubble. Using the word ideal is important here. Referring to an ideal mate or an ideal health or ideal career allows you to talk about it now, thus enabling you to include it in your current vibration. Remember, the purpose of the desire statement is to help you include your new desire in your vibrational bubble. Can you feel the difference in vibration between, I love knowing that my ideal relationship is nurturing and uplifting, and my relationships are nurturing and uplifting? In the first statement, you're saying that your ideal relationship is nurturing and uplifting, and this applies whether you're in one or not. Your vibration is positive. Again, you aren't stating that you have your ideal relationship right now, but you are saying that you are clear about desiring these attributes that make up your ideal relationship. The second statement is an assertion that you already have nurturing and uplifting relationships. If that isn't true for you, you'll have doubt, which generates a negative vibration. The closing sentence for the desire statement. The law of attraction is unfolding and orchestrating all that needs to happen to bring me my desire. Examples of completed desire statements. Before you write your own desire statement, let's recall Janice and Greg. Remember, Janice and Greg's first step was to build a list of contrast, their dislikes, to help them become clear about their desires. To build her desire statement, Janice took her clarity list and plugged it into the desire statement model. Janice's desire statement, my ideal relationship. Opening sentence, I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal relationship. The body, I love how it feels knowing that my ideal relationship is with a man who is flexible and well-balanced. He has great listening skills and enjoys conversations. I love how it feels knowing that my ideal partner is affectionate and sensitive and asks about my feelings. I love being asked to be included in decision-making opportunities. I love knowing that my ideal partner enjoys and looks forward to meeting my friends in social situations. My partner and I enjoy short and long-term travel together, experiencing trips and vacations that bring us closer. I've decided that my ideal partner is patient, caring, gentle, and allows things to unfold in due time. It feels great to be asked by my ideal partner what I think and feel about things and to have balanced conversations where each of us is included. I love asking my partner for input and I love being asked. I'm excited at the thought of enjoying the theater, movies, live entertainment, and dancing with my ideal partner. I love being adored by my ideal partner, and I love that my ideal partner enjoys being adored. He is optimistic and loves being uplifted. He's supportive and supportable. The closing sentence of the desire statement. The law of attraction is unfolding and orchestrating all that needs to happen to bring me my desire. When Greg built his desire statement, he took his clarity list and plugged it into the desire statement model. His opening sentence, I'm in the process of attracting all that I need to do, know, or have to attract my ideal financial situation. The body, I love knowing that my ideal financial situation allows me to have and enjoy everything that I need and desire to bring more joy and freedom to my life. Abundance is a feeling, and I love the feeling of abundance all around me. I love knowing that all my bills are paid with joy, knowing that what I am billed for is an exchange, using money to honor that exchange. I'm so excited at the thought of a constant flow of money coming to me from known and unknown sources. I love knowing that my ideal financial situation brings me the comfort and the knowledge that I can travel where I want, shop where I want, and have whatever will make me feel great. More and more, I receive gifts, win more prizes, and receive what I need from known and unknown sources. I love the thought of stashing money away into excellent investments. The closing sentence? The law of attraction is unfolding and orchestrating all that needs to happen to bring me my desire. How to create your desire statement. Now it's your turn to create your own desire statement. Use the items on your completed Clarity Through Contrast worksheet to build the body of your desire statement. I have provided you with the opening and closing sentences. All you have to do is to fill in the body. Use some or all of the following phrases to help describe your ideal desire. I love knowing that my ideal blank. I love how it feels when. I've decided. More and more. It excites me. I love the idea of. I'm excited at the thought of. I love seeing myself. How do I know if I'm doing it right? After you've written your desire statement, go back and read it. Next, ask yourself how you feel. Do you hear a little negative voice or have an uncomfortable feeling? Does your desire statement make you feel great? If not, then revise your statement so that you feel better or raise your vibration when you read it. Remember, the purpose of the desire statement is to raise your vibration to help you include your new desire in your vibrational bubble. Wrapping up step 2, give your desire attention. You have completed the second phase of deliberate attraction, giving your desire attention. Here's what we've covered in this section. Your vibrational bubble contains all of your current vibrations. You must include the vibration of your new desire in your current vibrational bubble. A desire statement helps you include the vibration of your desire in your vibrational bubble. The purpose of step 2 is to give your desire attention. You raise your vibration when you give your desire attention, energy, and focus. Your affirmations may not feel good when the statements aren't true for you. Law of Attraction responds to how you feel about your affirmations. Now that you've completed step 1 and 2 of the Law of Attraction formula, it's time to apply the third step, allowing. Step 3, allow it. It's all about allowing. Now some of you may be saying, I've had desires in the past that I got excited about and they never resulted in anything. Remember, deliberate attraction is a 3-step process. You've identified your desire and given it your attention. The third step in the deliberate attraction process is allowing. Let's get started. Allowing is simply the absence of negative vibration, and doubt is a negative vibration. Allowing is the most important step in the deliberate attraction process. One of my clients, Danny, asked me why he did not attract his desires. He had built a great clarity list of his ideal clients and made an awesome desire statement that felt great. So why didn't he attract his desires? The process didn't work for him because it was not enough for him to just identify his desire and really want it. He also had to remove any doubt surrounding his belief that he would attract it. This doubt-removing process is called allowing. You may have heard the expression, just allow it. Telling yourself this doesn't help you to allow. If you doubt you can have something, you are sending a negative vibration. This negative vibration is diluting or canceling the positive vibration of your desire. In other words, having strong desire, positive vibe, and having strong doubt, a negative vibe, cancel each other out. Therefore, allowing occurs in the absence of doubt. Allowing is the absence of negative vibration or doubt. You know you are allowing something when you hear yourself saying statements such as, ah, what a relief. You know, maybe I can have this. Now this feels possible. In all three of the above expressions, what you are actually describing is the feeling of the negative vibration being removed. Most people say that allowing is the most difficult step in the Law of Attraction formula. It's not the most difficult step, It's just the least understood. Most people don't understand how to allow, so they become frustrated when people say, just allow it. In this section, I'll give you how-to tools to help you allow. The Allowing Game. Here's a model to help you understand the importance of allowing. It's illustrated by a simple children's game. Here's how the game works. Imagine a tall glass cylinder. Halfway down the cylinder, there are crisscross of sticks that are going through one side of the cylinder out the other. These sticks represent resistance or doubt. The marbles are resting on top of these sticks. The marbles represent desire, and the fallen marbles at the bottom of the cylinder represent manifestation or allowing. In the course of the game, the sticks are removed, allowing some marbles to fall to the bottom of the cylinder. The only way the marbles will fall is if the sticks are removed. In the same way, having a strong desire is not enough. It is only when your resistance is removed that your desire is manifested. The faster your doubt or resistance is removed, the faster your desire can be realized. In other words, the speed at which law of attraction manifests your desire is in direct proportion to how much you are allowing. Here are a couple questions to ponder. Does having strong desire make your desire manifest faster? No. You'll notice that having more marbles on top of the sticks doesn't make them manifest faster to the bottom. Do you have to remove all of your doubt to manifest your desire? No. Just removing a couple sticks will help drop the balls or manifest your desire. In other words, the speed at which law of attraction responds to your desire is in direct proportion to how much you allow. The power of allowing. Having a strong desire with strong doubt means your desire will not be manifested. Having a strong desire with just a little bit of doubt means your desire will come, though slowly. Having a strong desire with no doubt means your desire will be manifested quickly. Although smiling, lottery ticket purchasers have thoughts of doubt about winning. If you have a strong desire and strong doubt, your desire will come slowly to you, if at all. The speed at which you'll win the lottery, which is your desire, is determined by how much doubt you have. Do you have doubts? The speed at which law of attraction manifests your desire is in direct proportion to how much you allow. Where does doubt come from? The most common sources of doubt, which is a negative vibration, is from your own limiting beliefs. What is a limiting belief? A limiting belief is a repetitive thought that you think over and over and over again. When your thoughts consist of a limiting belief, you are offering or sending out a negative vibration. That negative vibration is preventing you from attracting your desire. The phrase, "I have to work hard to make money," vibrates lack, which stops you from getting what you want. How can you identify your limiting beliefs? Here's an easy way to identify your limiting beliefs. They are usually found after you say the word because, as in the phrase, "I can't because..." Here are some examples. "I'd like to write a book, but I can't because I don't have a university degree. I'd like to start my own business, but I can't because I'm too old. I'd like to have a more slender body, but it's so hard because everybody in my family is overweight. I'd like to have an ideal mate, but I can't because I'm too fat, too old, or too shy, etc." Let's go back to our two case studies with Janice and Greg. Janice's desire was to attract her ideal relationship. She caught herself saying that she couldn't attract an ideal partner because she was too old. And Greg caught himself saying that he couldn't be financially wealthy because he comes from a poor family. So what are your limiting beliefs? When you catch yourself saying the word because, you've just discovered one of your limiting beliefs. In this section, you'll learn how to use the tools that will assist you in changing your limiting beliefs. Allowing is the absence of negative vibration. Doubt is a negative vibration, and doubt is often created from limiting beliefs. A tool to help you allow. There are a number of tools for allowing. The first one we're going to explore is allowing statements. The purpose of allowing statements is to lessen or remove any doubt that is preventing you from receiving what you want. After making your allowing statements, you will experience a feeling of relief. That is, you will believe that you really are going to attract what you desire. Believing is also the absence of doubt, as is faith. Two ways to know you've allowed. Remembering that allowing is the absence of negative vibration, there are two ways you can tell if you are allowing. First, you can tell by how you feel. When you remove a negative feeling of resistance, most people feel a sense of relief or hear themselves saying, "Ah, this feels much better." The second way that you can tell is by noticing when manifestation appears in your life. When evidence is showing up in your life, you know you are allowing. In the following sections, you'll learn how to change your thoughts to positive ones. Offering these new positive thoughts over and over again will then create your new beliefs. Remember, a limiting belief is simply a repetitive thought that you think over and over again. Therefore, any belief can be changed. Formula for creating allowing statements. Whenever you hear yourself stating a limiting belief or having doubt, you can use this formula to help create an allowing statement, which will help lessen or remove your doubt. Writing your own allowing statements is simple. Start by asking yourself if there is anyone currently doing what you want to do or having what you want. If so, then how many people have been doing this today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year? Write your statements in general terms, in third person, because making reference to yourself may create more doubt. Ensure that the statements are plausible. Here is an example of how to create allowing statements for the following limiting beliefs. Limiting belief number one. I'd like to have a more slender body, but I can't because all of my family members are big. The question? Is there anyone on the planet who has a different body size than other members of their family? The answer? Yes. Question. If so, how many people have this today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year? The allowing statement? Thousands of people, even in my neighborhood, have different body sizes than their family members. There are millions of men on the planet that have a more slender body than their father or brother. Note, this sentence is written in general terms, in the third person, to exclude making any reference to yourself. Limiting belief number two. I'd like to start my own business, but I can't because I'm 50 years old. Question: Is there anyone my age on the planet that has started their own business? The answer: Yes. The question: If so, then how many people have been doing this today, or yesterday, last week, last month, or last year? The allowing statement: Right now, there are hundreds of people in their 50s who are starting and running successful businesses. There are millions of 50-year-old plus successful business owners. Write your own allowing statements in general terms, third person, because making reference to yourself may create more doubt. Now, let's return to Janice and Greg to see how they created their allowing statements. As you'll recall, Janice is tired and frustrated because she continually has the wrong kind of man showing interest in her. She complains that she attracts men who are unavailable, insensitive, and who never make her a priority. Janice is using deliberate attraction to help her attract her ideal relationship. She is clear about her desires and is already using a desire statement. Because this is a new desire for her, she has to lessen the doubt in order to receive it. She does this by composing allowing statements. Here are Janice's allowing statements for her ideal relationship. Hundreds of people met their ideal partner last month. Thousands of people are on first dates today with a person who will become their lifelong ideal partner. Hundreds of thousands of couples are enjoying each other's company today. Millions of couples are in their ideal relationship. Every day, more and more people are attracting their ideal partners. Millions of couples are doing social activities together that include traveling and vacations. Hundreds of thousands of couples will go dancing this week. As Janice reads her allowing statements, she begins to feel hope and the reduction of doubt. Now, the law of attraction can bring Janice her ideal mate. Remember Greg? He's the self-employed consultant and business advisor who's having a really hard time making ends meet. He constantly complains about not having enough money. In fact, he says he's feeling pretty stressed out about his financial situation. Greg is using deliberate attraction to help him attract his ideal financial situation. He is clear about his desires and is already using a desire statement. Because this is a new desire for him, he has to lessen and remove the doubt in order to manifest. He does this by composing allowing statements. Here are Greg's allowing statements for his ideal financial situation. Millions of people are receiving checks today. Every day, billions of dollars are moved from bank account to bank account. Someone just received a check this minute. Hundreds of thousands of people win prizes and money every day. Somebody became a millionaire yesterday. Millions of dollars are inherited every day. Someone found money today. More and more, people are attracting creative ways to bring in extra income. As Greg reads his allowing statements, he begins to feel hope and the diminishing of doubt. Now, the law of attraction can respond to Greg's desire for his ideal financial situation. How to create your own allowing statement. It's time for you to create your own allowing statement. The allowing statement is used when you hear yourself make statements of doubt. Build a list of these doubts. You may hear yourself saying, "I can't have that because," or "That won't happen to me because." First step, uncover the doubt. Reread your desire statement and use it to uncover any doubt you feel as a result of reading it. For example, if your desire statement says that your ideal job allows you to work a four-day week and you hear a little voice inside you saying, "That will never happen because," then jot down your doubt. Second step, ask yourself these questions. Start by asking yourself whether there is anyone currently doing what you want to do or having what you want to have. If so, then how many people have been doing this today, yesterday, last week, last month, last year? Third step, write in general terms, in the third person. Write your statements in general terms because making reference to yourself often creates more doubt. Ensure that the statements are plausible. There are two ways to tell when you are allowing. First, you feel a sense of relief and often hear yourself saying, "Ah, this feels much better." Second, you see evidence of your manifestation appearing in your life. More tools to help you allow. In addition to the allowing statement tool, here are additional tools. 1. Celebrate the proof or evidence. 2. Record your proof of the law of attraction. 3. Appreciation and gratitude. 4. Use the expression, "I'm in the process of." 5. Use the expression, "I've decided." 6. Use the expression, "Lots can happen." 7. Ask for information. 8. Make yourself an attraction box. 9. Create a void or vacuum. And 10. Allow the law of attraction to figure it out. Remember, it's the absence of doubt that will bring your desire faster. Tool number one, celebrate the proof or evidence. Remember that to manifest your desire, you need to remove the doubt. Doubt is what stops your desire from coming to you. The best way to remove doubt is to find proof. Scientists, for example, only believe something after it's been proven. Like most of us, when someone proves something to us, we often say, "Okay, I believe it now. I can see the proof." Here's how to use proof or evidence to your advantage. Have you noticed when something you desire starts showing up in your life, even just a little bit, it excites you? For example, you attract a bit of information you've been looking for, or you meet someone who is a pretty close match to your ideal partner or your ideal client. All of this is proof or evidence of the law of attraction at work in your life. How you observe proof or evidence of the law of attraction is important. In some cases, people might say, "Oh, this isn't exactly what I want," or "He's not quite the right person I was looking for," or "It's kind of close, but not really." Saying or thinking these kinds of phrases creates a negative vibration. When you find and experience proof or evidence of the law of attraction, celebrate it by acknowledging how close you came to getting what you desired. It's in the celebration of the closeness of the match that you offer more vibration of what you desire, and at that moment, the law of attraction is responding to your vibration. Remember, the law of attraction does not care whether you are remembering, pretending, playing, creating, complaining, or worrying. It simply responds to your vibration and sends you more of the same. So find proof and rejoice. Janice, who is using the law of attraction to attract her ideal relationship, is a great example of how this tool can be used to lessen doubt. Shortly after Janice completed her desire statement and started using the allowing tools, she met a man who was a visitor to her city. They hit it off right away. They had lots in common, including a love of music, theater, and movies. She was really impressed by his good communication skills and how upbeat he was. 3 days later, Janice called me, and I could hear some disappointment in her voice. She spent lots of time and attention describing her disappointment that he was from another country, thus including what she didn't want in her vibrational bubble. Yet, I knew he was a close match to her desire, and that she was not acknowledging that fact. My job was to help her include all of those things that were a match in her vibrational bubble. Here's how I used this tool with Janice. I simply asked her to tell me all the things about her new relationship that excited her. In other words, the things that were in her desire statement that made her feel great. She quickly built a list that included his great communication skills, his love of music, theater, and movies, his values, and how happy she felt around him. Janice could feel her vibration rise the moment she started creating this list. Finding and celebrating the closeness of the match shifted her vibration immediately. As Janice began recalling and noticing the closeness of the match, she was once again including this vibration in her vibrational bubble. And you know how the law of attraction responds to that. Tool number two. Record proof of the law of attraction. Keeping a diary or a book of proof of the law of attraction in your life will help you believe it more, get excited more, allow more, and trust more. Regardless of the size of the manifestation, example, you found a quarter or you won a prize. If it's something you desired, log it. Record your proof and you will raise your vibration. Finding proof helps lessen doubt. Remember that any time you've ever had something proven to you in that very moment, all doubt is removed. You might have heard yourself saying, "Now I believe that." After a couple of pages of recording proof, you will realize how much the law of attraction is working in your life. As you use the law of attraction more knowingly, you will have confirmation that will help you trust the process of allowing more easily, thus lessening the doubt or resistance. Remember, it's the absence of doubt that will bring your desire faster. So whenever you're feeling doubtful about the law of attraction, you just need to read your book of proof. Reading your book of proof will remind you of the evidence you've received and will lower or remove your doubt. Here's how you would make an entry into a book of proof. Record the date. Today I observe this proof or evidence. Money left in a parking meter. I was treated to lunch today. Got 30% off a purchase. Free parking validation ticket. Free samples at a coffee shop. Was given free advice over dinner. The book of proof worked for Ivor. Here's what Ivor says about his book of proof. Being analytically minded, I work in the financial business, I figured I was the most unlikely person to get involved with the law of attraction. But through Michael's teachings, I learned how to change my thoughts and be open and receptive to new ideas. Then wonderful things began to happen. I started taking an optimistic approach to business situations that I would generally worry about. When I deliberately raised my vibration from worry to a positive, happy mood, I noticed that I got results, and they came fast. If I decided I want to meet 3 new clients in one day, that's what happened. And one of the ways I log proof of how the law of attraction is working for me is I use my book of proof to record all my successes, both big and small. I record it when I'm successful in getting a referral, a new client, paying off a bill or receiving a big check, etc. I refer to my book often whenever I want to raise my vibration and remind myself how powerful the law of attraction is. Ivor John, Financial Advisor, Victoria, BC. Remember, the law of attraction does not care whether you are remembering, pretending, celebrating, playing, creating, complaining, or worrying. It simply responds to what's in your vibrational bubble. So find proof, rejoice, and sound out a positive vibration. Tool number 3, appreciation and gratitude. Appreciation and gratitude help you send out strong, positive vibrations. When you're appreciating something, you're offering a feeling and vibration of pure joy. Think of a time when you expressed thanks for someone in your life. The feelings you experienced were positive. Keeping an appreciation and gratitude journal is an effective daily tool for maintaining a positive vibration. When you purposely take time to appreciate every day, you are intentionally offering strong, positive vibrations and including those vibrations in your vibrational bubble. You can take time to appreciate anything. It's the feeling that's attached to your appreciation that is important. Janice, whose desire is an ideal relationship, keeps a daily appreciation journal. It allows her to reflect on the relationships that she loves in her life. Here are just a few samples of Janice's appreciation statements. I am grateful that I went hiking with new friends this week. I love sharing lunch today with close friends. I appreciate my close friends giving me their attention. I love having lots of friends. While Janice is thinking and writing her daily appreciation statements, she is offering a positive vibration. In that same moment, the law of attraction is unfolding to bring her more of what she is offering vibrationally. Take time to appreciate anything. It's the feeling that's attached to your appreciation that is important. Appreciation and gratitude help you offer strong, positive vibrations. Tool number 4. Use the expression, I'm in the process of. Sometimes it's hard to believe you will get what you desire. This is especially true if you're focusing on the fact that you haven't reached your goal. When you concentrate on what you don't have, you're offering a negative vibration. So instead, feel the relief by saying, I'm in the process of. Saying you don't have something is another way of focusing on your lack and generates a negative vibration. When you catch yourself saying you don't have something yet, stop and instead say, I'm in the process of attracting. Some people may ask,